You should get out more.
And I should too. Out of our own little lives, out of the virtual world, into God's kingdom, into the real world, into relationships with people, into the adventure that God has for me to this day. When you and I do that, we can go in one of two modes. Another writer has written about this, and I'll come back to it, but just to make it clear at the start, I can go through my life, this writer says, as a tourist. If I'm a tourist, I'm in charge. I go where I want to go, when I want to go. I want to make things happen fast. Or I can go as a pilgrim. And if I'm going as a pilgrim, my whole life is spent getting to some place, and I'm not the one calling the shots. Now, I say this because we are talking about the fruit of the Spirit and how we can cultivate that, as opposed to the way of life that online immersion often thrusts us into. And Jay Kim has written about this in the book Analog Christianity. So we're looking at how do we cultivate the fruit of the Spirit. I can't do it. I can't make it happen. And that's particularly true for the fruit of the Spirit that we're talking about today, which is patience. Jay writes this. One of the primary values of the digital age is speed. Things must get faster without fail. When the World Wide Web was introduced in 1993, it took about 30 minutes to download a single low-quality song. Today, even average internet connections can download 1,000 songs with high-end audio quality in the same amount of time. 1993, it took several days to download a single low-def movie. Today, we can download hundreds of 4,000 quality movies in the same amount of time. And it's not just internet speeds. It's the expediency and convenience with which our smartphones now allow us to order food. Remember, people used to just eat food, and then it was fast food. And then fast food was too slow, so we invented the express lane so family could eat in SUVs as God intended for them to do. But then that was, it took too long, so then it's DoorDash. Food, socks, books, furniture, groceries, all delivered within days, sometimes hours, right to our front doors. We don't do much waiting in the digital age. Things at our beck and call. We'd assume such convenience would allow us to slow down in other areas of life with the people and the moments that matter the most because we're saving time doing all this other stuff. But the opposite has happened. We are just growing increasingly impatient and living at kind of frantic speeds. So now with the advent of internet, there's other phrases. We talk about things happening in real time. Like, what other kinds of time are there? Now, it's no longer to watch news. It must be breaking news. I mean, news, by definition, it's new. It's what's happening right now. But now, news may be old news, yesterday's news. So it's got to be breaking news. Now, sometimes we do need speed. Speed is not always a bad thing. I was on a hike just in the last month with a friend who's about 30 years younger than me, and we literally came within 12 feet of a bear. We're looking through some brush, and there is a bear. That was a sobering moment, and I was trying to remember what you're supposed to do when you see a bear. Don't run, don't make noise, all kinds of stuff not to do. And again, I was with somebody who reminded me of that old line. You know, I don't have to outrun the bear. I just have to outrun you because this person's way younger than me. So we both end up being okay. Speed is very necessary in our lives sometimes, but we live in a world where we become addicted to it. And we go through our lives like tourists, just what's happening here. If this isn't interesting, then I'll go on to something else. So the invitation today is to ask God to cultivate patience in your life, a patient, that is to say, unhurried and fully present and determined spirit. This is what James wrote. Be patient, then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, patiently waiting for the autumn and spring rains. You too, be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Don't grumble against one another, brothers and sisters, or you will be judged. And then it talks about taking as an example of patience in the face of suffering, Old Testament prophets. And it's very interesting with these prophets. Being patient did not mean that they were at all complacent about sin and suffering and evil and what's wrong with the world. To be prophetic is kind of to be on the opposite side of that spectrum. They spoke out against it with great urgency and great passion. So it has much more to do with persistence or endurance or resilience. Where is God calling you to endure? Where is God calling you to persist? This is from an author by the name of Wynn Collier. He writes about Eugene Peterson, who was a remarkable pastor and a writer. But any task, like writing, generally will require a lot of patience and a lot of endurance, a lot of resilience, a lot of persistence. He writes about how Eugene's early writing mostly resulted in piles of rejection letters. One article was rejected by 3 periodicals in a row. He was commissioned to write a book on evangelism, and that never got published. He finally got a book or two published, and they sold quite poorly. And so he had written another book about discipleship from the Psalms of Ascent, and nobody would touch it. His brother Ken kept telling him, just keep sending it. He kept stuffing the manuscript into manila envelopes back in the day and kept mailing them. 23 publishing houses, 23 rejections. Getting a letter back if he was lucky, until finally he sent it to a publisher called InterVarsity Publishing House, and one editor read it and thought, yeah, this might be worth it. Interestingly enough, that was a book Eugene wrote titled A Long Obedience in the Same Direction. And that book became a classic. It's written about what are called the Psalms of Ascent in the Book of Psalms, and those are psalms that Israelites would sing as they were ascending, as they were marching up. As you may know, Jerusalem was a city on a hill. When they were going up to Jerusalem, they would sing those songs and remember that our life is a journey to God, and we move one step at a time. It's very interesting that the modes of time laid out in Genesis 1 have remained pretty consistent, still about 24 hours a day, still about 7 days in a week. The seasons, summer and winter and springtime and harvest, tend to move at about the same speed. The journey from childhood to adulthood to birth to death. God is just not in a hurry. And so Eugene writes this book, and he's the one that makes this distinction that we were noting. Jay writes about this in his book also. The difference between living today like a tourist, I'm in charge, I'll go where I want, I have the experiences that I want to have, as opposed to a pilgrim where I'm on my way to someplace and I will never fully arrive, not in this world. Here's part of what Eugene writes in this book that got rejected 23 times and only came to be written, and perhaps his other works that came to be written would not have happened otherwise. Maybe the Message Bible that has touched millions of people's lives would never have seen the light of the day if he was not patient and did not persist in the face of rejection. Patience as a fruit of the Spirit is not passivity. He writes, religion in our time has been captured by the tourist mindset. Religion is understood as a visit to an attractive site to be made when we have adequate leisure. We assume that if something can be done at all, it can be done quickly and efficiently. Our attention spans have been conditioned by 30-second commercials. And of course, you wrote that over 40 years ago, so our attention spans are a lot shorter now. And then he goes on to write, when he talks about this little phrase, which he took from Friedrich Nietzsche, interestingly enough, a philosopher who was quite far away from Orthodox Christianity. And Eugene loved the subversive nature of taking a phrase from Nietzsche and turning it into a spotlight on how discipleship to Jesus works. He writes, pilgrims, that word tells us, we are people who spend our lives going someplace, going to God, and whose path for getting there is the way, Jesus Christ. We realize this world is not my home, so I will be patient. We set out for the Father's house. Abraham, who went out, is our archetype. And Jesus, who said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, is the one whom we follow. So, your invitation today and mine, as we seek to get out into God's way and God's world, is to be patient. One more word from Scripture. This is 2 Peter. Whatever it is that you're going through, wherever you're facing rejection or failure, if you're sitting in a prison cell, if you have lost somebody, if your health is tanked, if there's a problem in your family, if you feel like a failure, and you're wondering, when are things going to change? Do not forget this one thing. Dear friends, with the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you. I was reading a message. I don't even know who delivered this message or who wrote it. It was from a church in London, St. Martin's in the Field. And the author quotes Josh Bowron, who says, patience is not passivity and it's not a frenzy. It's being impatient about one thing for a long time. Being impatient about one thing for a long time. Like Brian Stevenson, who wrote the book A Just Mercy, his lawyer is just impatient day after day, year after year, and has now gotten 140 inmates on death row who were unjustly sentence released. Or William Wilberforce, who was impatient for a long, long time with the slave trade and the existence of slavery in England, until the day came when, through the efforts of him and many other followers of Jesus and lots of folks, one day it was abolished. Patience is being impatient about one thing over a long period of time. And then the writer of that message ends with these words, and I love this. God's patience is exactly like this, is exactly this. God is passionately impatient, crazily impatient, devotedly impatient about one thing. And that one thing is us. We should get out more.
Thanks for joining us. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future teaching from John. You might also want to visit our website, becomenew.com, to access our full library of teaching or to sign up for the emails that go along with each video. Personally, my favorite way to receive these videos is by text. We will send you a text message every weekday morning with the title of that day's video and the link to the video. And that's it. You can just text the word become to the number 855-888-0444 to receive those texts. If you have a prayer request, there is a group of us who meet every weekday, Monday through Friday, for 1 hour to pray for viewers just like yourself. You can send us your request at the number 855-888-0444 or email it to us at connect@becomenew.com. Remember, the will is transformed by experience, not merely information. So we hope you get out more. See you next time.